From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, September 4th. 10 stories, evidence-led. No fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, for MedPage Today Primary Care. Off-label GLP-1 use skyrockets in young kids. MedPage Today prescribing GLP-1 receptor agonists to children ages 8 to 11 years with obesity surged 310-fold since 2019, despite a lack of FDA approval in kids under 12. A large cross-sectional analysis showed, among over 3.5 million children next. Second, from Dan Harris, The Psychology of Success, Guy Raz. Guy Raz has been instrumental in creating some of the most iconic podcasts in the world, including Wondery's How I Built This, Wow in the World, and TAE Radio Hour. The New York Times has described him as one of the most popular podcasters in history. The challenge and gift of failure, getting comfortable with discomfort and risk, the balance between your relationships and your work, why scale isn't always the answer, success versus happiness. Up next, third from Stat Opinion, the FDA, I removed the red tape around one of the best drugs for children with schizophrenia, but the fear remains. On Feb. 24, 2025, the Food and Drug Administration did something it arguably should have done long ago. It removed the elaborate monitoring program that has governed one of psychiatry's most important drugs, clozapine, for more than 30 years. For anyone who treats Siri, his mental illness, this is welcome news. But I want to say something more complicated about it, because I have spent a large part of my career prescribing this drug or trying to do the most vulnerable population there is, children with psychosis. The paperwork was never really the problem. And then, fourth from Stat, Step Plus, Lindsay Clancy case exposes dangers of fragmented U.S. health system, experts say. 13 medications across 30 different prescriptions, 5 clinicians, 2 hospitals. In the 4 months before killing her 3 children and attempting to kill herself, Lindsay Clancy desperately sought help for her deteriorating mental condition. But as her ongoing murder trial has made clear, the help she got was scattered across multiple providers who gave conflicting advice, and crucially, didn't talk to one another. For Americans with private insurance, Clancy included, this kind of fragmented care is the norm. Next, fifth from Stat Opinion, make infectious disease data boring again. Amid soaring measles cases, the U.S. Health Secretary and leadership at CDC have picked a fight with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania about what counts as a measles death. The last thing public health needs is drama when the focus needs to be on responding to the outbreak itself. States have a standard process for notifying the CDC about notifiable diseases, using established case definitions. Up next, sixth from Tell Me Three Good Things. Free September 2020, 6 till the 3 good things. Sleeping with the window cracked open, letting cool air drift in, feels like a gentle reset for the body and mind. Seeing the fresh greens of trees and grass stand out against a muted, gray sky can lift your mood in a quiet, almost cinematic way. Paddle out on the water, loons gliding nearby, and then slipping into the pond for a purposeful dip. Those moments blend adventure with simple, refreshing immersion. It's a reminder that tiny, sensory pleasures, fresh air, vivid color, and water play can be the best antidotes to a hectic day. And then, seventh from Rue Girl, not sure what to make for Labor Day. I seriously cannot believe Labor Day is already less than a week away. I know a lot of you are celebrating this weekend, and the question around every holiday is always the same. What should I make? Labor Day always feels like that last big summer cookout before everyone starts leaning into fall, so naturally we gravitate toward all the warm weather classics, a delicious grilled main, a few thoughtfully chosen sides, and a light, refreshing dessert to finish the meal. Instead of giving you a huge list of recipes to sort through, I put together one menu that has a little bit of everything. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.